you'll pull your English up.
Mm-hmm.
She said, and you can pick up English.
Mm-hmm.
And so I messed up about that.
Mm-hmm. Where was your husband born?
I don't know, but he was born right here in the 97th District.
Okay.
In Washington County.
And do you know where he went to school?
He went to the same school where I went, down here in California school. I don't think he finished out here. He didn't get very high in school because he reads very poorly now.
Well, do you know about what grade he got to in school?
It was 34 something.
Okay. And do you know where his parents were born? Were they Washington County people as far as you know, or do you know anything about them at all?
I know them, but I don't know where they were born at. I can ask him.
If you wouldn't mind. Sure.
Just don't remember the county they were born in. He asked me what was the county above Milledgeville.
Above Milledgeville.
Right.
Okay.
They came from that county too, Washington County.
Oh, okay. Well, that's fine. I can look that up. Don't trip on these wires.
No, ma'am.
p.m. You might say, I expect to see him later this
afternoon.
Okay. Are you comfortable?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
No, all right.
You just look like you approached on the edge of the channel. I thought maybe I ought to shut up for a minute. Got settled. What do you call the time of day when the sun first appears? You might say, I got up this morning before.
Before the sun rolls up, before sun up.
That's fine. And in the morning it's sun up, and in the evening it's
sundown.
If there's been a storm, and then the rain stops, and the clouds are disappearing, and the sun is coming out, we say that the weather is
clearing up.
What do you call a very hard rain that doesn't last long?
I just never had a hard shower.
Okay. Have you ever heard old people call that a death rain?
Yes, ma'am. I have. Uh-huh. I hear them say death showers.
Uh-huh. And
it's real hard and pays off right quick.
Do you know why they call them that? Is there any reason that you can?
No, I don't know why they call it that.
That's just the word that they use. Uh-huh. But, well, do people say that anymore?
I don't hardly ever hear anybody say it now.
Uh-huh. If you think of other old words like that as we go along, I'd be real interested to hear them, you know, if you just happen to think of them. What do you call the shelf over a fireplace?
I call it the mail.
What do you call the things that the logs rest on in a fireplace?
That what rest?
That the logs rest on.
Uh-huh. Fire dogs.
What do you call small pieces of wood that people use to start a fire?
Kindling.
And what do you call particularly rich pieces of wood that you cut up into little slivers to get a fire started?
The little pieces?
Mm-hmm, little thin pieces.
Mm-hmm. It'd be wood, a light wood.
Mm-hmm, sure. Be fine. What do you call a little room that has a rod and hangers and you hang clothes up in it?
Closet.
And what would you call a great big old piece of furniture that you can hang clothes up in?
A wardrobe.
Okay.
Some people say clothes chest.
Clothes chest.
That's what some people call it. I call it the wardrobe.